This is Day to Day. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Not since 1960 has Wyoming been relevant in a presidential primary race. That year, the state put John F. Kennedy over the top to win the Democratic nomination.
12 delegates will be at stake when the Democrats caucus there tomorrow. What to expect out of those caucuses is anyone's guess, since no major polls have been conducted in Wyoming. But we can look at some trends there to learn a little bit about the voters.
First, Democrats are a minority. There are only about 60,000 party members in a state with 500,000 residents. Wyoming also has a divorce rate 30% above the national average, and it has the largest wage gap between men and women in the country. To talk about those facts, we called Catherine Connolly. She's a professor of women's studies and sociology at the University of Wyoming, and she's done studies on that wage gap. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The highest wage gap in the country, why is that?
We're a frontier state, and what that means in terms of employment opportunities is that we're pretty limited. In Wyoming, we have extractive industries, oil, gas, uranium, and they provide jobs that are very well paying. Like elsewhere in the country, they're pretty sex stereotyped. Those are jobs for men and that they pay well. On the other hand, jobs for women are paid below average wages nationally. So jobs in healthcare, jobs in education, for example, are paid some of the worst in the nation.
Let's talk about that divorce rate. Why is it 30% above the national average?
Wyoming, again, is a state a bit different, I think, than others in the nation, and we're incredibly rural. We have, you know, among the kind of lowest age of marriage for both men and women. When people get married young, they also get divorced. We have one of the highest marriage rates as well as one of the highest divorce rates.
I wonder if you can speculate about how these demographic trends in Wyoming would translate in tomorrow's caucuses.
In general, Wyoming's political participation rate is above average. Okay, so that's number one. And as somebody who came to Wyoming 16 years ago from New York, I was incredibly and pleasantly surprised at how seriously Wyomingites do take their vote. The second thing is that Wyoming is just average, and we used to be, again, in the bottom of the nation in terms of women in elected office. All right, so both of those, I think, have kind of compelled Wyomingites to think very seriously about the caucus tomorrow, especially Wyoming Democrats, and I think Wyoming Republicans are watching the Democratic caucus. So, for example, I'm in Albany County, which is in southeast Wyoming. And it's my, anecdotally, it's my understanding that in the past, about 40 people have showed up for a Democratic caucus. The plan for tomorrow is between 400 and 900 people.
And will you be one of them?
Yes, I will.
Do you know where?
Even though I'll be driving up for Denver and that will take me a couple of hours, I'll be on the road tomorrow by 6 in order to be there.
So do you know who you're caucusing for tomorrow?
I'm actually waiting until tomorrow. I want to hear the speeches. I assume that there will be long lines. There will be hundreds of people in them, and we'll all be chatting about which candidate to support, and I'll be one of them.
That's Catherine Connolly. She's a professor of women's studies at the University of Wyoming.